Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And Pádraig is here with the Sports News. Morning, Pádraig.
Morning, Gavin. The Premier League leaders Liverpool were held to a 3-3 draw by Newcastle in a thrilling contest at St James's Park last night. Mo Salah looked to have set Liverpool up for the win with 2 goals in the second half, but Switzerland defender Fabian Scheer netted a 90th minute equaliser for Newcastle, pouncing on a mistake by goalkeeper Queevin Kelleher. Arsenal reduced Liverpool's lead at the top to 7 points with a 2-0 win against Manchester United at the Emirates Stadium. Jurrien Timber and William Saliba both scored from corners in the second half. Manchester City snapped out of their poor run, recording a 3-0 victory over Nottingham Forest. Goals from Bernardo Silva, Kevin De Bruyne and Jeremy Doku saw the champions get back to winning ways after a run of 6 defeats in their last 7 games across all competitions. Everton racked up their biggest home win for 5 years as they hammered Wolves 4-0 at Goodison Park, relieving some of the pressure on manager Sean Dyche, and the slightly hoarse manager agreed that it was a good night for his team.
It is, you know, a lot of question marks about what we're trying to achieve here, and we had to answer them, and the players have done. I thought it was a good performance. I thought it was a committed performance, you know, and we pulled a few performances out, and I said in the week to the group, and I also said in the press, I couldn't be more proud of these players. You know, I get questioned, they get questioned. They've gone through all sorts of this football club, and they're keeping going. And I said, that's the challenge, lads. So I'm proud of you, but we've got to keep going, all of us. That's the responsibility we have as part of Everton Football Club. That's the challenge. We've got to go again. And I think tonight we have. It gets part very quickly. We enjoy it tonight, and we get prepared again tomorrow.
That's Sean Dyche. Aston Villa scored 3 first-half goals as they recorded their first win since October with a 3-1 victory over Brentford at Villa Park. And bottom club Southampton lost 5-1 to Chelsea and also had their captain Jack Stevens sent off for pulling an opponent's hair during the game. Michael McDermott, a former assistant coach with Iran and Qatar, has been appointed as the new Cove Ramblers manager. The Belfast native also led Glentoran to Irish Cup success in 2020. Cove finished 8th in this year's League of Ireland First Division. Transgender women who've gone through male puberty will not be allowed to compete on leading women's golf tours from next year, including the European Tour and LPGA Tour. A working group advised the governing body, the LPGA, that the effects of male puberty give competitive advantages in golf performance, and the association said the new policy represents a commitment to ensuring that all feel welcome within their sport while preserving the fairness and competitive equity of elite competitions. Kings Penbrefni and Cavan has taken home one of the awards in the prestigious Stadium Business Design and Development Awards in Manchester. Their new accessibility space and sensory room, which we featured on this programme last year, saw off competition from sports grounds in Sheffield, Huddersfield, Wimbledon, Paris and Santiago in Spain. An Ergoman leads the 12 entries for the €100,000 Bar One Racing Hillyway Chase at Cork on Sunday. The dual champion chase winner missed all of last season with injury. He's one of 6 entries for Winnie Mullins. The big race will go to post at 2:15 on Sunday. It'll be live on RTE television. Longford teenager Joe Shannon lost to experienced English player Robert Milkins in the snooker shootout in Leicester. Defeat also for Jordan Brown, Aaron Hill from Cork and defending champion Mark Allen posted victories, while Ken Doherty withdrew due to illness. And finally, in rugby, Connacht number 8 Sean Jansen has received a 3-match ban for his sending off against the Bulls. Jansen accepted that his foul play warranted a red card, and he'll now miss Connacht's Challenge Cup games against Zebre and Perpignan.
Pádraig, thank you.